here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
On the 10th of March, environmental rights action Friends of the Earth Nigeria organized a rally against the state's intention to privatize the water supply for the Lagos state in Nigeria. And with us today, we have Akinbode Oluwafemi, Director of Corporate Accountability Campaigns at Friends of the Earth Nigeria. And I was wondering, what if you could tell me about why you decided to organize this rally?
In October, we have sufficient information to the effect that the World Bank, through the IFC, secured an advisory role to Lagos State Government to give them a roadmap for water privatization in Lagos, Nigeria. Since that time, we have started a campaign of rallying Lagos residents, stakeholders, and civil society organizations to reject the idea of water privatization. Though the IFC came up to say that they have cancelled whatever contract they had in Lagos State Government, we felt that was too little. First, that was not full disclosure. There was no disclosure on the part of Lagos State Government and on the part of IFC about the kind of contract that was cancelled. That was number one. And number two also has been that the Lagos State Government has not come out clearly in terms of engaging the citizens about what is their plan for water. Number one, for us, we are saying a no to water privatization. We believe water is a right. You know, residents of Lagos have universal access to water. Well, that should not be taken away and handed over to private corporations. Since that time, we have been engaging the states, but they did come up. So, environmental rights action in collaboration with our allies from the unions, from civil society, and Lagos residents decided to go to the streets to make the government feel what the average Lagos resident, what they are saying as regards, you know, water privatization. So we went on a peaceful rally and we demonstrated to the Lagos State Government our rejection, our total aversion to privatization, or whatever guise that is being called, whether it's PPP or outright privatization of our water facilities. So that rally essentially was to publicly come and demonstrate the Lagos State Government, you know, the strength, the power, and the voice of Lagos residents as regards this particular campaign.
What do you think would be the consequences for the Lagos state if the water supply was privatized?
Number one is that you've got to look at what has this caused in other developing countries. You've got to check what is happening in India. You have got to check what is happening in India. Privatization has never and will not solve the issue of assets. It will only allow corporations to take over our common resources. We think that prices will go up. It will price water beyond the reach of the poor. We think it could lead to conflicts like union, labor-related conflicts. We think that it could also lead to even reduction of the quality of water, because the private price companies that will take over the water will be most interested in their profits than the quality of the water that gets to people. So these are critical elements that were not addressed. And we say, what do you mean? She cannot proceed until you've done you've addressed these issues. And of course, I mean, it's not even addressing them at the level of talking, but that, look, the solution is remunicipalization of water systems in Lagos.
How have your rallying and campaigning been received in the Nigerian society?
Well, I think essentially that from the vast majority of Lagos residents that participated in that rally, we've made a very strong statement. The Lagos State Government, I mean, as expected from the government, have been trying to dress up what they are trying to do. They've been trying to say one or two things in the media. They have not clearly addressed the issues. What we want is outright cancellation of whatever plans they have for privatization. Instead, we want the state government, because, you know, you need to know that Lagos State is a metropolitan city. You know, it's a city of close to 21 million people, and it's richer than some, you know, average African government. So they should and they do have the resources to provide water for the citizens at very affordable, you know, public rate.
What are your expectations for the future?
Number one is we're not taking this as a flash in the pan campaign. We are going the long haul. You know, if you remember, this is an election year. We have gone ahead to write letters to, you know, the two prominent candidates to say they should come out and say very clearly their position on the issue of water. We are moving ahead to continue to mobilize the people. We are moving ahead to continue to mobilize the civil society people to be able to put pressure on the government to come out clearly, not only to, you know, to jettison their idea of privatization, but to make appropriate budgetary allocation for water infrastructure in the state.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.